and our talent and our strength is being respected again. Prosperity is booming, optimism is surging, and America is winning. We're winning. We truly are making America great again. Look at all those hats. Is respected again all over the world. We're not making apologies, we're not making excuses, we're respected again as a country. No more apologies. Momentum going, to continue this incredible progress, to keep on winning, you have to vote Republican in November. You see what's happening with the Democrats. So Marsh's very liberal Democrat opponent, Phil Bredesen. I never heard of this. Who is he? He's an absolute total tool. Of Chuck Schumer, and of course, the MS-13 lover, Nancy Pelosi. She loves MS-13, can you imagine? Remember? I said, they're animals, and she said, how dare you say that? How dare you say that? Have you seen what they've done? Have you seen what they're doing to us? And we're taking them out of our country by the thousands. Out! Out! By the thousands. So Philbert was recruited by Schumer to run for the Senate. He had to get Pelosi's approval. Can you believe this? And if Bredesen were ever to get elected, he'd do whatever Chuck and Nancy, remember the term? Chuck and Nancy. They don't want the wall. They want open borders. They're more interested in taking care of criminals than they are in taking care of you. Donated a lot of money to the campaigns of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Crooked Hillary. They had people infiltrating our campaign. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? People infiltrating our campaign. Is there anybody in this big, beautiful arena right now that's infiltrating our campaign? Would you please raise your hand? That would take courage. Take a look at what's going on. Never in the history of our country has something taken place like took place during this election. In all fairness, I'm no fan of crazy Bernie Sanders. I'm no fan. But I want to tell you, he got screwed. He did. Crazy Bernie. He still doesn't know what happened. I saw him on television. I don't know what happened. Me too, I thought he was winning. But it helped me because we were very, very cautious and we worked hard.
many, many speeches a day, that last month of campaigning. And some of the polls got it right, but I'll tell you what, I'd see the crowds, crowds like this. I'd go one to another, all over the country. She'd go there. The only way she filled up the arena was to get Jay-Z. And his language was so filthy that it made me like the most clean-cut human being on earth. He'd stand up there before those crowds. And by the way, without any musical instruments, I had much bigger crowds than he was drawing. But he'd stand up before those crowds, and he'd use the F word. And Hillary would sit back, hey, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Oh, please don't have him use that kind of language anymore. And then he'd finish, and everybody would leave. And she'd be standing up, making a speech to 400 people. But Phil Bredesen supported her. And he supported her ideas. He opposes the border wall. We need a wall. We're going to get the wall. We've already